Wednesday, the 9th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, we're slowly thinking about the mysteries of the Rosary, and I'm wanting to just touch in a little bit to some of the poetry around the mysteries of the Rosary that is out there. I'm coming back again to Father James Fitzsimons' poems on the Rosary, and today I'd like to read you just a little snippet from his poem that is about the resurrection, Jesus raised from the dead. So today, of course, is the day we pray the glorious mysteries, and the first of those mysteries is Jesus being raised from the dead. So here's the little bit of poetry. You roll away death's stone, reveal new dawn, eternal home to which your way has led. We're safe in Father's arms, we rise reborn. I really love this image of Jesus as the one who leads us to the Father's heart, leads us to the Father's arms. So let me read the poem again to you, a little fragment, and you can hear what he's saying. You roll away death's stone, reveal new dawn, eternal home to which your way has led, where safe in Father's arms we rise reborn. What is the new dawn that's coming, that's revealed by Jesus? Well, let's just go back a step. You roll away death's stone. So that's referring, of course, to the rolling away of the stone that covered the tomb. The tombstone, the death stone, is rolled away, and the new dawn is revealed, the new dawn in which Christ is risen. And the new dawn is the eternal home to which Christ is leading us, to the Father's arms. And there's, in this is really that promise that we, as followers of Christ, we're following Christ to a place. We're following Christ to the place that has many mansions, as he says in the Gospel of John. We're following Christ somewhere where we belong, where we are safe in the Father's arms. So let's close our eyes now and let's imagine that. I want you to just imagine Jesus holding you by the hand and leading you to God the Father. And what would it feel like to climb onto God the Father's lap and to be held safe in his arms and to know that we are loved, that you are loved, and that you belong to God? And so, Lord, we ask that you might hold each child, each one of us, safe in your arms, that you might draw us to yourself, hold us as your own, and keep us always in your love. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.